Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As it is right now, it seems like we have Lament Fridays. The Phillies just not hitting the baseball. And the pitching, I mean, basically couldn't be better. I mean, basically. Technically, did the Astros pitch better? Technically, yes. But, I mean, come on. The Phillies are the best staff in baseball. And those guys are doing their job at an A triple frickin' plus level. And the hitters just aren't hitting. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. I found the answer on the irritating side. We know that he comes from the Andy Reid school of I'm just not going to rip my players publicly. I get that. But I do find sometimes in the midst of struggles, his answers to me feel flat for the fan base, which matters also. I know we don't go back in that clubhouse after these press conferences and sit next to him and ride on a plane next to him and be in the same hotel and you know, so, like, he does have to manage the relationships with the people that he manages. And I get that, but sometimes I find his answers to be really flat. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game yesterday on the Phillies' anemic offense.
Yeah, I'm trying to make too much out of 3 games. Do you see any deeper trends with how your offense has performed that maybe stick out to you as concerning? Or
it's the old thing that I talk about all the time, trying to do too much. That's the thing that concerns me the most, and that's just because they care.
All right, Jody, listen, my man. In football after a game, the out for a coach is I've got to look at the videotape. I can't really give you a good answer. I got to see the videotape. That's the football. I don't know who invented it, but once someone invented it and then the agent's like, you know what, that's pretty good. Let me tell my client and that client and that client. Next thing you know, that's the pap answer in football. I got to look at the videotape. In baseball, Rob Thompson leans into this. They're trying so hard. They're trying too hard. Here's what the answer probably is, Jody. They're just not that good as hitters.
You had no chance of him to say that.
Can he say something in the middle?
Yeah, middle, yes.
Give me that. No, because I agree with you. He's not going to say, nor do I think he should, my players stink. They're not good enough. They're not good hitters. The guys that are older on the decline, the guys that are young aren't on the upswing. I don't expect him to say that. But, Jody, isn't there a way he can thread the needle and not throw a – I'm not saying it's a loogie, but a little bit of a spit into the face of the fans. I mean, come on. We watch these games. Enough of they grip the bat so hard, they're trying so hard, that's why they don't hit the ball. Come on. Come on.
It's a pat answer. You are correct. Your evaluation of what Rob Thompson said is correct. Where is that middle point between we stink – the guys that, hey, you want to write the lineup out? They're going to go 1 for 4.
Yeah.
0 for 7 with runners in scoring position. If you write the lineup out, too. Yeah, he could go down that road. He could get himself fired. But the whole, oh, we're trying too hard thing, I could see where it would rattle a fan.
You it's like in a job interview where it's like, what's your biggest weakness? Oh, you know, I work too hard.
I try too hard.
I try too much.
Yeah. Right. I just care.
Sorry.
Too much.
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Honestly, like that answer annoys the hell out of me.
Me too, James.
It's so weak.
Especially if you watch all 27 innings of these games.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch the last 3 days. Right, Devin? I mean, this was garbage offense.
That I will say I prefer that answer, which holds a little bit more honesty than an answer. And again, like, I'm not totally faulting, you know, I'm not saying Rob Thompson as a manager is doing a poor job because of this, because I think any manager would answer the same way. But, like, on, I think it was Friday before the Mets series, he was asked about the Phillies offense and, you know, how they really weren't hitting with power, you know, throughout most of the season so far. And by the way, we are officially halfway through the Phillies season, so we can no longer say like, oh, it's so early. And Rob Thompson said and continues to say, oh, well, I believe it's coming. I believe the home runs are coming. I do. I truly believe that. And at this point, it's like we're halfway through the season. Like we've seen home runs from Kyle Schwarber, a few from Nick Castellanos, not even home runs or power from Trey Turner, but consistency, I guess, at the plate. Yep. But, like, you can't continue to say, I trust that it's coming, because at this point, I mean, we're halfway through the season.
Yeah, it's tough.
When is it going to come?
I agree. maybe the answer, Jody, in the history of Philly sports that got someone fired the most. You remember the answer that got a guy fired as a coach?
Tell me.
Terry Murray. What we have here is a choking situation.
Choking situation,
going on.
Yes. That is a good one.
Oh, my God.
It did help Terry get out the door.
Talk about going too far with your answer.
Here's the question that I would have to Rob Thompson, and I don't know if anybody has asked it this way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, or we'll ask it this way, because all off season, going back to before February, when they all showed up in Clearwater, the whole knock on the Philly offense, playoffs included, maybe epitomized by the playoffs, is they chase too much.
Yeah,
they swing at too many pitches out of the strike zone. They are overly aggressive. They've got to be able to make a pitcher work, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? They've improved in that way. They don't chase as much as they used to, but they're hitting 70% of the home runs, eh?
I mean,
the drop-off is pretty significant.
It's pretty pronounced, whatever it is.
Does someone have nerve enough to ask Thompson, listen, you worked so hard. You emphasized this. You told us on a daily basis. We're assuming your batting coaches, when they're taking their practice out on the backfield, are like, worked on this and worked on this and worked this. Is it having a negative result?
It's to be considered, Jody. That's a very fair point. Maybe they should go back to the other style. All right, let's get some calls in here. Also, drop of the week will come up shortly, part one, because we got so much. We're going to do a little bit of that here. If you don't know that segment, we normally do it in the 9 o'clock hour on Fridays. Maybe you drive to work this hour, never hear the 9 o'clock hour. It's a fun segment. I mean, I think it is, where James compiles some of the best over the last week or two. Funny or poignant that's happened on our program. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Rob right now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First time caller, long time listener, Jody Mack. I go back to Mac and Mac in the 90s. So
appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
That was dropping the week winner right there.
So I just want to talk about the Phils. And Joe, I look at the season kind of like you do. I don't really get caught up in the daily roller coaster every day. I do think we're going to make the playoffs. We might not.
Yep.
But when you look at a roster and how it's constructed in October, I think two things either win or lose your games in October. One, you have to hit in October. And two, you have to have a bullpen that maintains leads and closes games. And I think of the way our roster is constructed, first of all, we don't have either of that. We don't have Johan Rojas should never take another major league at bat, in my opinion. We treat him basically the way we treated pitchers before the DH. Like he hits ninth. And he comes up and there's a guy on first or first and second with 0-1 out. We bunt him over. And that hitter should not be hitting in the National League Championship Game 7 of the National League Championship Series.
Correct.
Against the team. And I think so many times the general manager just said, okay, this team is okay. This team, yeah, we're good enough. And I think if you look at Sunday night, yeah, we had the second best record in baseball. But if you look at the way the 2008 Phillies were, if you pitch six innings and got to the seventh, Chad Durbin or J.C. Romero most of the times got you to the eighth, then Madsen 90 to 95% of the time would get you to the ninth, and then Lynch close.
Correct.
That's what the Houston Astros have right now. They have a great bullpen, and Josh Hader is, what, 21 for 21? I think we need to go out and get either a Mason Miller type or a Manuel Class A type, and we have to get a center fielder that hits. And if it's Justin Crawford coming up, I'm fine with that. But Johan Rojas can't be hitting in the playoffs.
Well, Rob, let me say this. You're a great caller, so I need you to call more, my man. I agree with so much of your analysis. You know, you can even throw into that 08 situation. You had guys like Clay Condrey. You had when they got Scott Air. You know, Scott Air would come in for that one big lefty at bat. Mm-hmm. You know, might be in the same inning as a Condrey or Durbin inning. But
rather have Scott Air than Tanner Banks is what we're saying.
I'd rather have Scott Air playing center field than Johan Rojas.
And I will give Dombrowski credit. Like, when we got Estevez last year, everybody kind of thought, okay, this was a great closer for the Angels. He's going to come in, and it didn't work out. And Hoffman in last year's playoffs didn't work out. But right. I think we have to go for it this year. And, yeah, you don't want to trade everybody, but we have to at least at the deadline have some pieces. Because
Rob, I agree with it, because here's what we know. Bryce is only going to get older, and and Wheeler can't be better than this. I mean,
Wheeler might only have two more years left after this. You know,
I mean, Wheeler's talking about retiring in 2 years, so you know, I'm in. Rob, give me an answer. This is for Adam Sandler tickets. A moment in a movie or a show when a character realizes something.
Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, when he thinks he's going to be a main man, and he walks into the room and realizes he's getting wet.
Yeah, right, that's a big answer.
That's a huge answer.
Yeah. What are the words? Is it oh no?
It's oh no, I think.
I think it's oh no when he walks in there and he's expecting a great grand ceremony. And then when Jimmy
gets the call, it's like the only emotion you see from Jimmy the whole freaking movie. That's tough.
That's a big answer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.